How can what is wrong be made right? We see two things in that last set of statements. Number one, we see that what is wrong can be made right by the penal, substitutionary, atoning death of Christ. And secondly, by that if statement, we see that it cannot be made right any other way. The supremacy of Christ in truth and redemption. We see the supremacy of Christ in his exclusivity. There is no other means by which man can be justified. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Christ died for sin once for all, the just for the unjust, in order that he might bring us back to God. All we like sheep had gone astray. Each of us had turned to his own way, but God hath caused the iniquity of us all to rest on him. How can what is wrong be made right? What is the answer? Every other religious system in the world, and again, an oversimplification, but forgive me for the sake of time. Every other religion in the world basically boils down to this. You need to have a religious experience. And from that moment on, you need to do more good things than bad, and then hope for the best when you die. They may differ in what that experience needs to be and how they define the good. But ultimately, I need to have an experience. And from that moment on, I need to do everything in my power to do more of the good and less of the bad. And still there is no certainty or security. I wrestled with this as a young freshman in college. See, here's what I didn't tell you about my upbringing. I didn't grow up around Christians or around Christianity. My mother was a practicing Buddhist. I never heard the gospel until I got to college. I wrestled with this. And ultimately, here's what I wrestled with. Everything tells me I'm supposed to have a religious experience. And then do more good than bad, hope for the best when I die. Three problems with that. Number one, I can't be good. I tried. I can't do it. I'm incapable of it. I am totally, radically depraved. Beyond the shadow of any doubt, I can't be good. Even when I do things that look to be good, I do them for wrong motives, and that destroys the good that was in them. I can't be good. Second problem. What about all the things I did before my religious experience? Third problem. Where's my assurance? The answer? The supremacy of Christ in truth. As it relates to redemption. The answer? God made him who knew no sin to become sin for us in order that we might become the righteousness of God in him. The answer? After God has apparently overlooked these sins in days gone by, and as it would have appeared that there could have been some question about his justice. As it would have appeared that someone somewhere could have said, God, how can you claim to be righteous? And you did not crush Moses, the murderer. You did not crush Abraham, the liar. You did not crush David, the adulterer. How, oh God? As though there were a moment in time where some of those questions could have been legitimately asked, there came a day when God crushed and killed his son and satisfied his wrath in order that he might be both just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus Christ. Was that enough? For Adam's sin? Was that enough for Moses' sin? Was that enough for Abraham's sin? Can you hear the rhetorical questions from Calvary? Was that enough for your sin? Was that enough for you to recognize the supremacy of Christ in truth as it relates to redemption? There was nothing else that could have been done that would have allowed God to be both just and our justifier. But in Christ, in his humiliation and his exaltation, the question is answered. How can what is wrong be made right? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. How can what is wrong be made right? The spotless, sinless Lamb of God is crushed, rejected, and killed to pay a debt that he did not owe on behalf of sinners who could never pay him back.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from DesiringGod.org. For the complete message and many other free resources, please visit us at DesiringGod.org. You may also call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure.